Mr. Chairman, the Director General, Your Excellencies, Heads of Government, Honourable Ministers, Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, I am deeply honoured to be delegated this great opportunity to represent the Government and people of Tuvalu. As our Prime Minister, the Honourable Abisai Ilamia could not avail his presence to this high-level conference, as the dates and timing of this conference coincides with our National Parliament meeting. In this regard, the Honourable Abita Yelemia would like to convey sincere apologies for his absence, but at the same time, thanking FAO for initiating this important meeting and inviting Tuvalu to participate. Furthermore, my Honourable Prime Minister would like to extend his best wishes to all Excellencies, Heads of States, Honourable Ministers, Delegates, for fruitful dialogue and deliberations to addressing these ever-increasing and pressing needs of our global community on food security that we are facing today. Tuvalu shares with very great concern the current global issue of high food prices, food shortages, and the associated social problem on humanity that is happening around the world. Tuvalu is not immune to these problems, but very vulnerable given the nature of our atoll small island states that are low-lying islands, limited lands, poor soils, limited diversity on food crops, and so on. Our own local food production has been declining as they are no longer competitive to the cheaper food imports that we have become so dependent upon within the last decade. Some of these imported foods, particularly rice, flour, and sugar, have become our new staple foods. Our reliance on such food imports with the high prices that we're beginning to experience in the near future will be a threat to our food security. We are also facing increases in local fish prices that has doubled in the last 12 months because of fuel price increases. The government is, however, looking at measures such as reducing its custom duties or import tariffs on such goods, but may not be enough as our economy depends on such tariffs for government revenue collections for national development to an extent. Other possible measures would certainly be over our control given that they emanate from powerful producing countries in their dominance on world agricultural food production with their trade policies that are not often conducive to many developing countries. We therefore ask these countries to work closely with international government bodies like FAO, IFAD, WFP, and to adopt the countermeasures or possible solutions that these organizations have put forward to international communities, particularly wealthy nations, to finance immediate, medium, and long-term needs of our food security and livelihoods. The government of Tuvalu has begun to look into feasibilities of bioenergy, but on a very little scale at this stage. Land scarcity, land tenure systems, and the narrow diversity of potential crops are some of the major problems. Although there is potential for such technology on our coconuts, that is a dominant food crop species in our country, however, there is concern over its future development and its impact on our food security, since for many generations the coconut tree has provided one of our main stable food security sources, even today, in the rural communities, as well as a very important feed source for our livestock. There has been in-depth work for nearly 10 years on renewable energy, particularly solar energy, which the government has been keen to develop this further as an option. Tuvalu has been one of the countries in the forefront and will continue to do so in such opportunities in its international plea, in international meetings and negotiations for industrial countries to reduce their carbon emissions because of global warming and climate change. The impacts of climate change in our low-lying countries are already happening and is affecting our traditional agriculture where over 60% of the population in rural communities and on the outer islands depend for their food security. Each year we lose many coconut trees on our shorelines because of tidal erosion from sea level rise. Our backyard food gardens in low-lying grounds are becoming more commonly inundated during particular high tides of the year, so as to our root crops in the interior at sea level rise during these particular high tides force salt water intrusion into our waterlands where these root crops are cultivated. These are some of the more obvious impacts of climate change, but there are others, such as slowly increasing frequency of tropical cyclones, warming seas causing bleaches to coral life that is affecting our marine food security sources. Such events have to be mitigated in one way or another, and we in Tuvalu and other global communities sharing these similar problems do not have all the answers to solve them. The Tuvalu government launched quite recently its National Adaptation Plan of Action, NAPA, because of this climate change phenomena that took several years to complete by major stakeholders in the country. The NAPA covers major sectors of development and will try to address food security through activities such as introduction of exotic salt-tolerant root crops, other new crops, and improving traditional farming systems to increase production, as well as mangrove growing on the coastal areas for coastal protection and marine life. In a more recent development, Tuvalu is part of a regional initiative between the Southwest Pacific region and FAO called the Food Security and Sustainable Livelihoods in the Pacific. This program will try to address the immediate, medium and long-term food security needs of the Pacific populations by increasing food production through provisions of planting materials, inputs to facilitate cultivation, support to infrastructural development such as irrigation, development of roads, storage facilities, etc., and development of trade-related aspects to facilitate countries to be more competitive in regional and international trade. The government of Tuvalu appreciates the assistance provided by the FAO, particularly through its office in the Pacific and other regional agencies like the Secretariat of the Pacific Community over the years. Through collaborative work, Tuvalu and the SPC have developed a joint country strategy based on the NAPA, for which the regional agency could direct its assistance in terms of climate change adaptation influencing food security, particularly in the areas of plant genetic resources, farming systems appropriate for atoll countries, and the strengthening of agricultural and agroforestry research and development work. As has been stated at a number of international forums, Tuvalu and other island countries in the Pacific have not been contributing significantly as other countries in the industrialized world to the causes of climate change. We believe, therefore, that the international community, and in particular, industrialized countries, have a major role and responsibilities in mitigation measures caused by climate change and increase in food prices that is threatening our food security, and therefore should share in resolving these problems by increasing the financial and technical assistance to the impacted and vulnerable developing countries in their food security programs that they have identified regionally and nationally. Thank you. Thank you very much.